Okay, week 3, Sacred Sexuality. Welcome, July 18th, 2017. We're going to start with another meditation visualization. You have a lot of these already through the course. You have some through the calls. I think these are one of the best ways to come into our body, connect with our body, inhabit our bodies, which is where we need to be if we're going to open to our sexuality, if we're going to somatically understand what sacred sexuality means, not just in our heads, but in our felt experience. So when we breathe, when we meditate, when we visualize, when we do dream work, when we find stillness, when we dance, when we garden, when we listen to music, when we write poetry, these are ways of inhabiting our body. These are ways of coming into a different relationship with time and space, one that has nothing to do with technology. And all of those things require that we put our technology away, unless, of course, you're using it to listen to your visualization. So there's always a paradox there. And if you are not in a space to do this right now, you will have it recorded. You will be able to do it at some later point when you feel inspired and ready to do so. And if any of these just don't work for you, don't feel right for you, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with you. It doesn't mean that you're not getting it. It just means that this isn't your thing, these visualizations, or this particular one doesn't resonate with you. And so we want to make room for the multiplicity of ways that we learn, that we open, that we feel inspired. We are not carbon copies of one another. There is no formula, really, for any of this work. The work is to trust yourself about what works for you and what doesn't, what inspires you, what opens you. And something that might not open you now might open you a month from now or a year from now. Or never. And that's completely fine. So these are all just ideas that I toss out there. Obviously ways that I help myself open and connect and that I have found to be very helpful with the people that I work with. But it's certainly not for everybody. And that will be the case in any course you ever take in moving through life. There is not a one-size-fits-all formula. It would be kind of nice, but kind of boring if that were the case. So I invite you to, for this visualization, if you can, sit up tall. Feel your feet rooted into the earth. Feel the chair or bed supporting you. And we're going to start again, as we started in the first week, with your core central place. Your womb, your uterus, your pelvis. And what I'd like you to first do is gently bring your attention, bring your energy, bring your breath to your womb, to your sexual center. And by sexual center, I don't even necessarily mean sexuality. It's our reproductive center. It's our place where our feminine, our female organs dwell. Our hips, pelvis, uterus. And simply breathe there. You might want to bring your hand gently to your belly. Your belly would also be included in this area. Feel your breath pushing your belly out. And as gently as you can, invite an image or word, or symbol, or color, or scene to arise from this place inside of you. And don't work too hard at it. If nothing arrives, that's fine. But if something arrives, notice it, note it, breathe into that space with your image, symbol, color, or scene in mind. And I invite you to invite an image or color or scene that is nourishing for you, that is opening for you, that is in some way connected to your fire, to your passion, to your sexuality. That what you are inviting is an offering to yourself. That when you think of it, that when you bring it to your mind's eye and bring it to your womb's eye, it brings you some sense of aliveness. If that's not the image that arises, that's okay too. So you want to simply notice what is living there. We travel up now through an invisible channel of light that connects our sexual center, our womb, to our heart. And you may want to put your hand on your chest. And again, invite something to arrive. This is our place of feeling. This is our mother spot, our place of nurturing and nourishing and holding and seeing. There may be pain here connected to your own mother. Let that in. There may be something tentative or new that is arising and growing as you connect to your own internal mother and to the great mother, to the divine mother. However that manifests for you as nature, as image, as religious figure. And in this place of heart, of feeling, of relationships, of mother, invite a word or symbol or image or scene or color to make itself known. And take a moment to just breathe there. And if there's nothing, you breathe into nothing. And if there's pain, we breathe into pain. And if there's joy, we breathe into joy. And so we now have two parts of ourselves in conversation, in connection to each other. And we ride that same invisible channel of light up into our mind's eye, into the center of your mind, this place of thought, place of beliefs and messages. And we send this little cargo of light that we are sending up the central channel of our beings up into the center of our mind to observe what is living there. And to, again, invite a healing image or symbol or word or color or scene to appear. Something that connects you to truth. And breathe there for a minute. Into this place of truth, as you imagine a clearing happening, as you imagine that in this field of light of truth, the faulty messages, the unloving beliefs that were born of fear and passed down on invisible cords, intergenerational lines of fear are dissolving. And so going back to the base of ourselves, we have an image that connects us to our aliveness, our passion, our vibrancy, our fire, our earthiness, our womb, our fertility, our creativity. Ascending up into our heart center, we have an image that connects us to our sense of being nourished and loved by our own internal mother and by the great mother. And sometimes in this loving, there is pain as well. And ascending up that elevator of light, we have an image that connects us to truth, to light, to well-being, to beliefs and messages that make us feel good about ourselves because they are rooted in truth. And if something did arrive for you, I encourage you to note it in some way. And know that you have access to this very simple meditation that can take about 1 minute whenever you want to, where you bring to your mind's eye and your attention that symbol in your womb, and you breathe there, ascending up into your heart, and you breathe there, and ascending up into your mind. And you sit with those images or whatever arose for you. I'm going to read to you a couple of poems. And with poetry, if you've been on my other calls and my other courses, you know that my recommendation is to simply open your mind and your body and all of your pores and your heart and just receive. There's no active learning. There's no masculine principle here. It's simply to open and receive and allow the images to penetrate and land wherever they land. And again, we must always remind ourselves that there's no right or wrong way to hear a poem. And if it doesn't land in you anywhere, if it just bounces right off, and it doesn't speak to you, and it doesn't inspire you, and it doesn't move you, that's completely okay too. This first poem is by Pablo Neruda, and it's called Morning. Naked, you are simple as one of your hands. Smooth, earthy, small, transparent, round. You have moon lines, apple pathways. Naked, you are slender as a naked grain of wheat. Naked, you are blue as a night in Cuba. You have vines and stars in your hair. Naked, you are spacious and yellow as summer in a golden church. Naked, you are tiny as one of your nails, curved, subtle, rosy, till the day is born and you withdraw to the underground world, as if down a long tunnel of clothing and of chores, your clear light dims, gets dressed, drops its leaves, and becomes a naked hand again. For those of you not familiar with Pablo Neruda, he is in my opinion, one of the most sensual, magnificent poets ever. And he writes quite beautifully about the female body. This is a poem I wrote a few years ago, I think while I was just starting to create this course. At a time in my life where there was much less spaciousness, a lot more demands on me, my kids were younger, the projects were underway. And this is what came through in the middle of the night. It's called Moonsong. Moon awakens me at the witching hour to remind me of her ways, and that I cannot receive her at the pace of this daytime life, where every minute is gagged with cotton. It's in darkness that I remember the poem, in silence that her breath weaves through the openings like a summer breeze. I go down to the kitchen, silently so as not to awake my little ones, and turn my face toward her fullness. When too much time passes without singing a moon song, I wither, as does she. But now, at the apex of fullness, she cannot contain herself and has found in me a willing vessel, a priestess of night. In our contract between heaven and earth, moon rushes silver out from between my legs, a fertile river that will birth no more babies, but channels her life into poetry and the clean sheet loving of the man I love. What will it take for us to listen? We cannot pound out her wildness and force her to the edges of the world because there is no edge. We are a collection of orbs hurling through space, and there is nowhere to go but here. One way or another, she will awaken us in the dead of night and clutch us in her white fingers until we listen. She is the ghost witch who travels between the worlds. She is the fairy queen who dances at the edge of time. She is the one we must follow through the forest, until we allow her to reclaim what is rightfully hers. And it begins here, with one woman, tired from the fullness of an overfull life, remembering to sing a moon song.